Just one quick halakha in the laws of Birkat HaHama. So the question was, let's say it was a cloudy day. So the halakha says, of course, one cannot make the beracha of Oseh Maaseh Bereshit if there's clouds. He has to wait till the sun comes out. But he got nervous, and he remembered learning a halakha that says, if it's cloudy, at least make the beracha Beli Shemu Malkut. So he, it was a cloudy day, at least he looked at the sky, there is some light coming out of the sky, obviously, and he said, Baruch Oseh Maaseh Bereshit. And lo and behold, half hour later, whatever it is, the clouds dispersed, and now the sun came out, and it's still within the first 3 hours of the day. Can he make the beracha b'shemu malchut? According to the halakha, he can. The simple reason is we have a tradition that says any beracha without Hashem's name is not a beracha. So he didn't do anything. So therefore, he can make the beracha b'shem u'malchut. That's the way Rabbi Pinchas Zvichai comes out in the sefer Hilchot Birkat Aman Afteret Paz and Afresh Chav Dalid. Furthermore, he writes, "B'mkom sheyesh chashash she'ananim michesut ha'ama." They're worried about cloud coverage. So then he says, "Yicholim lebarech et Birkat ha'ama miyad ve'enetz ha'ama." Even he can make it before he prayed, because if you're concerned that you might lose the mitzvah, then already it's permissible to go out and make the beracha at that time. Last but not least, im yom tekufat ha'ama ya yom me'unan me'od. Let's say the day of Birkat ha'ama was a very cloudy day. V'ha'ama ita mechuse ba'anim, everything was covered in clouds. U'be'emza kriyat shema berchote. Also in the middle of kriyat shema berchote, in the middle of yotzer or, you look out the window, boom, you see the sun came out, it's peeking out of the clouds. V'im lo yibarchu miyad Birkat ha'ama. If you're not going to make the beracha then, there's a strong possibility that the clouds are going to cover it again, and you might not be able to make it again. So he says over here, if you can just finish the perek, for example, you get the yotzer me'orot. So at least you finish the beracha, whatever it may be. You can make the beracha tahama at that point. And let's say there's not even time for that. It's a really much few seconds you have over there. You can even interrupt in the beginning of the, in the middle of the Kiryat Shema, or in the middle of the Berachot of Yotzer, and you can make Birkat HaHama, Mipneshi Mitzvah Overet. Because it's a mitzvah that its time is going to be passed. Yomru Rak Of course, when you're making it in the middle of Kiryat Shema, things like that, just say the Beracha Oseh Maaseh Bereshit. No preliminaries, Lashem Yehud, and all that other stuff that would be normally said, and then you just say the Beracha itself. Okay, that's what he has over here in page Resh Chaf Zayin. This is also written in Shut Yehavedat, Chelek Dalet Siman Yudchet, Ot het.